855. God bless you. Be a blessing. And live in prayer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what our future will bring. And our producer is having some difficulty with the telephone. Maybe she'd like to call a Barbara and or David, and they might be able to help her. But basically, we should be getting Dr. Blaylock. We wanted to talk to Dr. Blaylock tonight about Obamacare. And certainly Dr. Russell Blaylock, certainly been a good friend of mine for the better part of 30 years, and he certainly is a retired neurosurgeon. He's certainly one of the prolific writers on medical issues, and if you don't take the Blaylock certainly a letter, you really should. I subscribe to it. I pay for it every month and get it, and I always enjoy what Russell has to say on medical issues. But tonight we're not going to be talking about the practice of medicine. We're going to be talking about what could be the greatest catastrophe ever to befall American medicine, and that is certainly the concept of Obamacare and a program that is designed to take away from physicians the ability to treat patients and require them to treat the patient the way they're told. A massive amount of bureaucracy and paperwork that what we call force doctors to actually take on additional personnel just to fill out the paperwork. Doctors constantly under the threat of fines and imprisonment for actually doing what they think might be best for their patients. And, well, without further ado, Dr. Russell Blaylock, thank you very much for being with us, Russell.
Well, thank you, Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, why don't we just get into Obamacare, because I think this is really one of the greatest threats to the very survival, not only of medicine, but certainly of our nation, because this certainly can bankrupt us economically. We're talking about millions of people now going on to Medicaid who were not there before. Medicaid and Medicare were costing well over $600 billion a year, and it certainly is going to be going up from there. You go right ahead.
Yeah, the implementation of full socialized medicine has been in the mind of these people for at least half a century. And they've been working inexorably to do that. Now, I remember before I was even medical school when they were talking about this Medicaid system to begin with for the poor. And the AMA supposedly was going to fight it, and they had their own program, which was a more equitable program, but it was rejected. And we ended up with Medicaid, and then the next they said, well, we'll also cover the older people because they're under threats of bankruptcy from their medical costs. And so then the elderly were included. So you had two segments of society, mass segments of society, were placed in a semi-socialist system of medical care. And, of course, it put the physician under a control system that's very similar to socialism as well, as a collectivist system, to get the physician used to taking orders and rules and regulations from the federal government and the state government at different levels. Now, we've been under this for, you know, a good while now, some 40 years of this. It's cost trillions of dollars of unfunded debt. And now they're completing the gap that is between the very poor and the elderly, so everyone else will be included as well. Now, that is what seems obvious to most of us, is that this is a plan to transfer the United States to full socialized medical care under federal control. with the illusion that, well, we gave the capitalists and the free marketers a chance to do it on their own. They failed. Capitalism failed. It was fraught with greed and inefficiency, and so the government had to take it over.
Hold that thought, Russell. We're going to be back in just a minute. I guess Dr. Russell Blaylock, we're talking about Obamacare.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell is simply saying that you may look at Obamacare. Certainly, how could they do such a bad job unintentionally? And, of course, the answer is they didn't do it unintentionally. This whole system is designed to fail. And he pointed out that you're not going to be able to go to your doctor. Now, President Obama said you could go to your doctor, you could keep your health insurance. But, of course, what you don't understand is that, according to this, many people are not going to be able to have their doctor. They're not going to be able to keep their insurance policy. And, of course, he said you can go to the hospital you want to. Well, what you do not understand is that a number of major hospitals in this country, Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson Cancer Clinic in Texas, and certainly major hospitals throughout the country that the government thinks are just too expensive, they're not going to allow patients to go there. So basically, why would they set up a system that would deprive patients of the right to go to the doctor they wanted to, for the doctor to send their patients to the hospitals they wanted to? Dr. Blaylock says, and I think he's absolutely right, this whole program is designed to fail. Why? Because they want to bring in total control. They want to bring in total socialism. And I would simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, what I pointed out many times before. We have far more socialism in the United States today than they ever had in either Russia or China. But the average American doesn't understand that, or why, on one hand, we're supposedly combating communism in China, on the other hand, doing everything we can to transfer our industries over there and to allow them to bring their products into the United States, certainly without tariffs, whereas they put up tariff barriers to our products. And China has the largest largest export level. In other words, they're making more money from their exports than any other country in the world today. Massive amounts of money. They're making $1 trillion, certainly, from their exports. And, of course, so much of that money is coming from America. And yet, so supposedly, why we're anti-communist, or are we? Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, that's a very good summary. And, you know, what I observed over many years of reading and studying and following the history with my own personal observation, as well as scholars who've studied it closely, what we're seeing is a demonstration to the American public and the world at large that capitalism is a failure, that it's been tried, that it's fraught with greed, it's inefficient, it's unjust, it can even be cruel, and it's filled with inequities that leave people destitute. And the only solution is a compassionate government, which is not interested in making profit, is interested only in the welfare of the people, and of course that's the program that's being sold. Now, the reason they want this to fail is, I think what's going to happen is once it totally fails and collapses, is they say, well, we tried it. We tried mixing government with the free market, with capitalism, to give capitalism a chance to do what was right, and it failed. It cannot mix. It's oil and water. So we're going to have to get rid of capitalism and the free market completely. Only the representatives in government who represent the true interests of the people can be just, can be an equitable form of distribution of health care as well as everything else. This is what's going to be sold after the collapse. But first they have to show that you cannot mix benevolent government with greedy capitalism. And this is being hammered every day into the American public's mind. It's being taught in all the schools. The children are being taught in public schools that capitalism is evil. It causes maldistribution, that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and the rich get rich off the backs of the poor. They give historical examples which they manufacture. And so the youth are convinced that socialism, collectivism of some kind, is the only equitable answer. That's the purpose of this and why it was engineered. Now, when you think the number of people that were involved in creating this so-called Affordable Health Care Act, the level of intelligence of these people, you couldn't have these many obvious failures. For instance, it was pointed out by Fox News that here people are told to sign up, send their money into the government. And then there's no system by which the insurance companies are paid, so you think you have coverage, and then when you go to the hospital, you find out you don't. Now, anyone in a high school grade education could have seen that gap existed. This website is a hacker's dream. We have access to every bit of your financial information. We can ruin anybody who registers on this. And, of course, if you look at this system when it says before they sold this to the Congress and the American public, you could keep your physician. Absolutely. This is not to take away your physician. Now, you think they didn't know that they took away your physician? It was obvious that anyone had read the bill. Other things that are deep in this bill that are going to destroy the physician and produce a transition that most people are not aware of is that most physicians are not going to be able to survive in this, that is the American physician. They're either going to retire early, they're going to find other occupations, Are they going to severely restrict their practice? Now, the government already has a contingency plan, and that is to bring in massive numbers of foreign doctors, Cubans, Chinese, people from third world nations. There's a huge resource of foreign doctors ready to come in and take up that practice that the Americans and physicians are going to leave in droves.
Well, you know, Russell, it's really very interesting. Over in England, their healthcare system, most of the doctors are probably a great percentage of the doctors are foreign doctors, because the British doctors just wouldn't go along with that system. There was a report that came out today. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but it said that in California, 70% of the physicians were not going to participate. And even if that figure is wrong, maybe it's only 50%, imagine what would happen with really the millions of people coming into the healthcare delivery system and half of the doctors suddenly not being available.
Well, and that's exactly what. And I had a lot of physicians ask me that. I said, well, if all these doctors quit, they're not going to be able to do this. And I said, well, they have a contingency. They have hundreds of thousands of foreign physicians ready to rush in immediately and take up that space. And they're going to be practicing the medicine on you. That's going to be your new doctor, a doctor you can hardly communicate with, a doctor who cares very little about you. Time of Katrina, the Cuban government was going to send in hundreds of physicians to the state of Mississippi. The governor of Mississippi said, no, we don't want them. Stay out. So they'd already made an attempt to rush these Cuban communist physicians into the United States. So they have them waiting in the wing, ready to take the place of the physicians who have to quit. As I told physicians, if you read this bill carefully, you will never take another vacation. You will never have a free weekend. You will spend every moment filling out forms, because everything requires massive documentation. Everything has to be carefully documented in every aspect of the care. There's not that much time in the day, so a physician will never have any free time. He will become exhausted and will not be able to do this. He'll be forced to quit his employment, and a lot of physicians are going to have commit suicide, are going to have nervous breakdowns. Because they're already stretched to the limit now with lawsuits and bureaucratic paperwork as it is. This is going to increase it a thousandfold. The other thing is physicians are going to be punished for things that's beyond their control. For instance, it says if they discharge a patient and that patient has to come back to the emergency room because of complications or some other reason, the physician and the hospital both are going to be punished. That's going to encourage hospitals to take them off of their staff. That's going to be encouraging these financial institutions to punish the physician for having to do that. Well, if they're forced to release the patient early, which this bill in fact does, there's going to be more patients that are going to have to come back into the emergency room when they develop complications. Well, the physician is the one and the hospital are the ones that are going to be punished for this. And, of course, who is the one that's really punished the worst is going to be the patient, because the patient's going to be railroaded out of the hospital before they should leave. The decision's going to be taken away from the physician and it's going to be taken away from the patient. The patient's going to suffer, and the doctor's going to suffer, and the hospital's going to suffer. With this, for instance, in our state here, Blue Cross Blue Shield has now denied patients access to two of our major hospitals, the ones I used to operate in. So your patient no longer can go to either one of those hospitals to have their care, their hospitalization care. So this could mean in smaller communities, physicians may have to send their patients 50, 100 miles away to the only hospital that's acceptable by these chosen insurance companies. This is going to be a disaster for the patient and the physician.
And I think that it's so difficult for the people to believe that the President of the United States would go on television and said, you can go to any doctor you want, you can go to your doctor, you can go to your hospital. And he was lying. I mean, he was frankly lying to the American people on television. I heard him on Jay Leno make the statement, you can keep your insurance policies.
Sure.
But basically, is that he didn't know. I think he did know. I think that this whole thing is part of a pattern to confuse the American people. We find it so difficult to believe the President of the United States would lie. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a liar. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Well, that's Dr. Stan and Russell is simply clarifying this whole confusion about socialism. And basically, of course, he's pointing out that Obama, when Obama makes these statements, he is not simply, he's doing exactly what he's told to. Obama is simply a tool of the power elite that runs this country. And Russell identifies them as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and that is absolutely true. Now, basically, then, suddenly this whole medical scheme is tied into the great insurance companies and some of the health care insurance companies. And if you look at the boards of the people who control these major health care insurance corporations, companies, well, you find that they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And basically, of course, people really don't understand that this move towards socialism is funded by people of great wealth. Why would people of great wealth want to certainly centralize power in government? Because they control the government and they will prosper from it. And they're the ones who are running the government. And so basically they fund socialism, and this idealistic socialist out there is working hard to give power to the government so the government can take care and certainly. Right ahead, Russell.
That's an excellent summary that explains it as about as clear as it could be explained. Is this, if you look at this is the question I pose to people who doubt this. I said, well, the tax made up of almost all the contributors, the board members, are all of the most powerful multinational corporations in the world. Foreign relations. America. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. They have powerful influence. They can control the media. They have a powerful influence on the media. Many of these media mongols are members of these organizations. Now, if you pool all that together and say, well, the war is between socialism and capitalism, you can see very quickly that if it was true capitalism that we're talking about here, with that pooled well, they could have informed the public. They could have changed the educational system. They could have exposed the failures of socialism around the world. But they didn't. As you pointed out, and others have pointed out in numerous scholarly work, they have used their wealth to promote socialism throughout the world. They have propped up every communist government in the world. All these communist governments would have failed long ago, except for the vast amount of wealth being poured into them by multinational corporations and banking firms. Even Solzhenitsyn hinted at it in his book, that the great wealth created Hitler, it created fascist Italy, it created the Soviet system. It bankrolled the Fabian socialists. It bankrolled virtually all of the socialist movements in the world. So you can come to no other conclusion that the reason the socialists are so successful, the reason that they're growing so rapidly and being accepted, is because of the massive infusion of money and influence by the multinational corporations. And it's been pointed out by some of the scholars of the free market that multinational corporations are in no way a part of the free market. They are not capitalists. They hate capitalism. They detest it. They detest competition. And everything they do is designed to destroy competition. And they do that by influencing government to create massive regulations and oppressive taxation on businesses. This kills their competitors before that competitor can grow large enough to cause them any danger. They're using all of this machinations in the government for that very reason, because it protects them. They can pay these taxes. They can pay people to follow these regulations without any problem whatsoever. And with their power and influence, they're writing the bills that Congress is passing. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Many of the bills that end up in Congress first originated in these multinational corporation-controlled organizations like CFR and Trilateral. They're written there, handed to the Congress, and Congress then enacts them. They're not coming from your representatives in Congress the way it was intended by our founding fathers.
Hold that right there.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now at Miracle 2. Miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by their yield. Mechanics, chiropractors, and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan and Russell is simply pointing out how they create turmoil, how they manipulate us into a 10-year no-win war in Vietnam. We fought 10 years against this country the size of the state of New Jersey. We lost the war. So what's happening today? Why American corporations are over there in Vietnam making a lot of money? American oil rigs are off the shore there, drilling oil and raking in billions of dollars, and certainly. But the average American really doesn't understand that these wars are never fought for the reasons that we're told. And when it all ends up, why, we find American corporations making a great deal of money, just as we have American corporations like General Motors over there in China today, building all sorts of cars and making a fabulous amount of money. But we never talk about that. Why would so many of our major corporations be certainly working in communist China and communist Vietnam today? Why? Very simply, because this whole barrier between communism and capitalism is totally created. Certainly, it's wonderful to talk about, but it has very little to do with reality. The communists have always financed the capitalists. I should say the capitalists have always financed the communists and eventually always end up profiting from it. Go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, if you look at the Russian Revolution, for instance, when Lenin finally won his victory over the Mensheviks, and took power in Russia. Within a short period of time, Russia was bankrupt. The communist system, as implemented under Marxism-Leninism, totally failed. It could no longer fund its military, couldn't feed its people. Lenin very quickly realized that people were going to revolt and his experiment in communism would be over. So what did he do? He instituted what was called the New Economic Policy, the NEP. And what that was to bring in American and UK and Western corporations and let them rebuild his country. And that's exactly what we did. We built the biggest Ford Motor Company plant. John Deere went in. General Motors, the UK, began to build engines for their military. And as Anthony Sutton carefully categorized study by the government, something like 80 to 90% of the Russian military was built outside of the Soviet Union by the West, mainly the UK, Germany, France, and the United States. So here we created our own enemy. Now, most of us that grew up during that period, all we heard about was, oh, the fear of Russian attack by nuclear missiles, and oh, we had to have all this preparation and all this military buildup to protect us against the Russians. And nuclear war and the end of the world was just right around the corner. What the public didn't know that virtually all the military of the Soviet Union had been built by the West. The ICBMs had been given to the Soviets, the plans for MIRVing the missile, for transporting some of the most high-tech nuclear devices to the Russians. Their jets look exactly like our jets. When we came out with the F-15, here comes the, I think it was the MiG-23. It looked exactly like it. They were mirror images. When we came out with the Polaris submarine, the nuclear submarine, in a short period of time, Russia had one, looked exactly like it, had the same Polaris assembly. So we build our own enemies, and this is exactly what happened with China in our own time. Here they had missiles they tried to fire and test. Their missiles were so poorly constructed, one of them ended up blowing up a village, killing 2,000 people. They couldn't even clear the ground with the things. Well, under the Clinton administration, one of the biggest high-tech companies for missile guidance systems went to China and rebuilt all of their missiles so it could reach the United States with an accuracy equal to our missiles. And he MIRVed the missiles for them, which makes them infinitely more deadly. That is, you have 10 warheads per missile. They didn't have that technology until Clinton allowed his biggest financial contributor to go to China and reconfigure all of their missiles so that they could reach anywhere in the world. So now we've created another enemy. Their ships, all of their missile system, their anti-missile systems, all built in the West. So we build our own enemies, and we're doing this in the Middle East. Here we have the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created by Hitler and financed by Hitler. In fact, he promised al-Husseini, who was the head of the Muslim Brotherhood during Hitler's reign, that when he won the war, he would let him run the Reich in the Middle East. So all of this turmoil that's occurring in the Middle East first started with Hitler's Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood is now run by the KGB or the new FSB. The imams that are supposedly Islamic fundamentalists actually are KGB-trained agents. This goal is international socialism, not international Islamic rule. And you look at Arafat. Arafat was trained and was a KGB operative. Yet the world was told that he was this fanatical religious person of the Islamic faith. The only one who's the Islamic radical is the poor young person over there who believes this stuff that he's being told, and he goes and blows himself up. But the people at the top of this so-called Islamic revolution, the Muslim Brotherhood leaders and Al-Qaeda, they're all hardcore socialists, and they're international socialists. They're working also for the New World Order. So everything you see is an illusion, and that's why you have this president over there pouring money into the Muslim Brotherhood, secretly giving missiles, surface-to-air missiles, to the Al-Qaeda group, like in Mogadishu, or Benghazi. You know, this is what was the whole attack there was about. Benghazi was the Navy SEALs and the CIA were trying to find out where all of these missiles that came from the United States, who they were going to, and they had discovered it, and so they had to destroy all of the records. So they had this raid, burned all the records, killed the ambassador, killed the Navy SEAL, and destroyed all the records in the CIA office. In fact, it came out during an investigation. Well, why was the CIA next door to the ambassador's office? What is this about? And why were Navy SEALs assigned to it? But then when it came time to defend that CIA office and this intelligence, Obama and Hillary Clinton ordered them not to defend them, so they were slaughtered. Interestingly, Gaddafi, almost 10 years before, had warned the reporter, Arnold de Borchgrave, and told him that, in fact, Benghazi was the headquarters of Al-Qaeda, and he needed help from the United States to stop them. He was terrified of them. He was trying to get the United States. He wanted to work with the CIA. What he didn't know was that he was being set up to be assassinated. And what happened is he decided he was going to separate from the World Bank. He was going to create his own currency. He was going to back it with gold. And he told the World Bank and the international bankers, he wanted nothing to do with them. He wanted them out of his country. And, of course, very quickly they killed him. So he knew too much, and he was separating from the World Bank, which is not allowed in the international banking cartel. So that's not allowed, and you'll be overthrown. That's what happened to Gaddafi, and that's what's happening in Syria, and that's what's happening in Egypt. They want this most radical socialist KGB element in power, and that's what they're working for, to keep this turmoil as long as it's international corporations are making huge amounts of money. And you have to realize the Middle East, particularly Israel, is Jerusalem area, has one of the largest oil supplies in the world, far greater than Saudi Arabia, Iraq, or these other areas that we hear about frequently. There's huge oil reserves, huge mineral reserves that are a cherry that they want to pick. So that's why we're having all this turmoil. So there'll be a transfer of power. The international corporations will walk in and take control. So nothing that goes on in the world is what you think it is. We're being lied to daily by all the news organizations, by our government, just on a regular basis.
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to understand why we're fighting Al-Qaeda and the Islamic terrorists, certainly in Afghanistan, and yet we're funding, certainly, the mercenaries in Syria, and those mercenaries are Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorists. So why are we fighting, certainly, these people in Afghanistan and funding them in Syria? Because it's all phony. The average American finds it so difficult to believe, and yet that's exactly what's happening. In fact, certainly, we are funding. There's no civil war in Syria. This is certainly somebody, professional mercenaries hired with our tax money, probably money from Saudi Arabia and one or two of the other countries over there, Dubai. And we're funding these mercenaries. We train them, we arm them, and then we fund them. And then we send them on in to fight. And again, they've killed almost 120,000 civilians over there. The people that we are funding are the ones that are over there, you know, going into the Christian villages and burning them down and killing the Christians. And certainly most of the Christians have fled from Syria because they fear the terrorists funded with American tax dollars. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's exactly right, is that the war against Christianity in the Middle East and in the African continent is bloody. They, like you say, they've killed over 100,000 Christians. They're packing churches with women and children and babies, and they're burning it down. They're roasting them alive. They're beheading them. They're going in villages and slaughtering the Christians one after another in these brutal attacks that are just heartrending. Even responded, the media's not covering the story. The major Christian churches aren't informing their people about this. There's very little defense except for a handful of organizations trying to defend these people that are being slaughtered by these socialist elements. But they're trying to destroy true religion in the Middle East, particularly the fastest growing religion, which is Christianity. And this is one of the things that has frightened them, is that Christianity is rapidly growing in the Islamic country. And that's pretty well unknown to most Westerners. We don't think that, but that's what terrifies these Islamic rulers that are socialists, is that the Christianity is growing among their people so rapidly, and they're losing control. And, you know, the other thing is look at some of the other African countries, the assault on Rhodesia, the assault on South Africa. Those two countries were the most wealthy, safest, orderly countries in all of Africa. The black people from other countries, particularly the socialist-held countries, were flowing into those countries for protection, for jobs, for safety. And yet the world was told that the most evil thing in all of Africa was apartheid and the Rhodesian government under Ian Smith. Yet that did not conform to examination. For instance, Mandela recently died, and we had all of this we got to lower the flag at half mast, and we've got to have all of these documentaries about what a great man he was and peace and how he finally destroyed evil apartheid. This is a man that was convicted of a crime of 132 acts of terrorism, in which men, women, children, hundreds of thousands of blacks were slaughtered. The Zulus were slaughtered by the ANC, led by the Mandelas. People were necklaced. They put a tire full of gasoline over their head and burned them to death. There's video you can watch on YouTube that's sickening of what's going on in South Africa. They totally destroyed it. They destroyed the economy. It has the highest murder rate in virtually all of Africa. It has the highest rape rate. Over half the people are infected with HIV. And one of his last acts was to greatly expand abortion in South Africa. So this is the guy who was put on trial for 132 acts of bloody terrorism against not only whites, but against blacks. The court trial was so fair, Amnesty International said it was a completely fair trial. He was guilty of all the crimes, and they refused to intervene. So he was given a 26-year prison term, or 27 years. And the people who came independently to look at the trial and the transcript said he got off very easily. In any other country, they would have executed him.
Because he was responsible for the murder of so many women and children, he actually pleaded guilty to that. And he didn't deny he was part of this communist revolutionary movement. And the fact that we're not hearing about that on the media here in America today is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. But if you want to verify what Russell is saying, just go to Google and type in New American Magazine article Nelson Mandela. You should get the article that just came out today. New American Magazine, Nelson Mandela. Read it and weep and understand the media in America is rigidly controlled. Go right ahead.
Well, and so then you look at, well, who was behind this? Well, the multinational corporations again. They orchestrated this campaign in America, that the most evil government was South Africa. Don't buy the Cougar and don't do business with South Africa. So the people who had built the business of South Africa began to leave in droves. And the most radical element took over. They killed hundreds of thousands of black people. They dug pits in the ground where they would put young black kids with bamboo cages over the top of them, submerged in water until they starved to death. Thousands of these kids were killed this way. The horror of what Mandela and his wife, Winnie Mandela, did to the black and the white people of South Africa is absolutely horrifying. Never entered the news. We were never told that. And now here he gets the Nobel Peace Prize, and we're just having crocodile tears pour out over the death of this great man. And, of course, they'll name every airport street in America after him now. It's really sickening that we take these disgusting, vile murderers, vicious people beyond belief.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America, indeed all across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. And I know a lot of people are having real financial problems today, and I think they're only going to get worse. But if you suddenly are in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not in a position to help us, then we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. for our provision and for our protection. Now, basically, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get our material so you can really understand the background of what's going on today. We do carry a number of the books that certainly Dr. Blaylock was talking about. He talked about Anthony Sutton's book, going into the background of the financing of the Russians, that's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Professor Sutton. How do we finance the Nazis? Well, that's Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. And, of course, we have a number of other books. We actually have a 4-CD set on how certainly American corporations financed Adolf Hitler, and that is called The War Against the Jews. It's 4 CDs. We carry the book America's Nazi Secret and The Secret War Against the Jews, written by John Loftus. We carry other books, certainly Dr. Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And of course, we funded this whole world terrorist movement. Why would we fund the terrorist movement? Well, you have to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen. If we didn't have the enemy, how could we get the American people to rally behind the government and give up our freedom and justify having their spies and their people listening to all of our telephone conversations? Well, basically, my wife was just commenting that my voice wasn't coming through very loud on the board here. So I just had my son come on in to check that out. But basically, of course, it's vitally important that people understand that we are financing the terrorist movement. If you want to really believe what happened on September 11th, 2001 was what you were told, you're sadly mistaken. We have 2 4-CD sets, 911 and 911 updated. And then, of course, we actually carry 2 DVDs by Richard Gage. They're available. You can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we recommend those DVDs. You need to understand that those buildings, the Twin Towers, were brought down by controlled demolition. All you need to do is go up on the internet today and suddenly type in on your search engine, building number 7, and watch it come down. And basically, you'll see how the center of the roof falls first, and then the base of the building gives way. It's a controlled demolition. And once you understand it's controlled demolition, then, of course, everything was fits into place. And also, certainly, 6 of the 19 hijackers are alive and well, living in the Middle East. If you doubt that, go to your search engine and put in, you know, certainly six of the 19 hijackers are living well in the Middle East, and you'll find that they are living well. Now, how could they have died that day? How could they have died that day and then come back to life? And I really don't know how that could have happened, but apparently it did happen. So basically, you must understand most of what you think you know is really not true. And we certainly do what we do 5 hours a day. And we've had to actually give up our weekend program for financial reasons. But we're still doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week on stations all across America. It's expensive. If you can help us, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. I will be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Potty, who's certainly one of our very enjoyable guests, who always has a great deal to say, which I think is very well expressed about the events that are taking place today. Lowell, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, what a great honor to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well,
the question on my mind this evening, as we will get to, is perhaps the most provocative you've had on in, at least 45 minutes. And that is, will Obamacare or could Obamacare kill Santa Claus?
All right, fine. Well, I think that's a very, very good subject, because I think basically, of course, Obamacare is designed to destroy medical practice in America, and there was absolutely no reason for this. We had the finest healthcare system in the world. I may disagree with some parts of it, but certainly overall, the patients got excellent healthcare. Go right ahead with your theme on, will Obamacare kill Santa Claus?
This began to come to mind when a few days ago, I came across a poignant article that a young mother, who was also a novelist, had written in the liberal webzine called Slate.com. Used to belong, maybe still does belong, to what's left of the Washington Post. And her article was titled, "Will Someone Just Please Tell Me How to Lie About Santa?" Her point being, she was a young mother. She had a daughter, scarcely 1 year's old, 1 year old. Her husband wanted that daughter to experience what he called the magical part of believing in Santa Claus, yet the mother did not want to lie to her daughter, to deal in a fantasy. And this began my thoughts about Santa and what this figure has transformed into. Of course, there was a real Saint Nicholas. He was a bishop in what is now Turkey in the early days of the Christian Church. And he was famed for giving gifts to people. Notably, if they set out their shoes, he would put coins in their shoes. And this dovetailed with the tradition of the three wise men who brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to honor and show their support and love for a newborn babe in Bethlehem long ago. But what had occurred to me as I was studying Santa, this figure that has transmuted into a commercial salesman for Coca-Cola and 10,000 other products. And in the process, well, let me add, we talked about the pilgrims and Thanksgiving only a few days ago. And yet on Thanksgiving, they never seem to teach children that the pilgrims scarcely celebrated Christmas at all. They regarded Christmas as a holiday that had become heavily contaminated with paganism. All you really need to do is open your Bible to the book of Jeremiah to see what that's all about. Specifically, Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th verses, where this great biblical prophet says, "Follow not the way of the heathen. For the heathen go into the forest, and they cut down the trees with their axes, and they decorate the tree with silver and gold." And so on. This is what we call the Christmas tree was actually part of pagan worship. There's no reference to Jesus setting up a Christmas tree in the Bible.
Go right ahead.
And so we have seen the transmutation of Christmas into something that includes pagan Yule logs, that now tells us Santa is an elf, whatever in the world that may be. A very different holiday from what the founders of Christianity expected or wanted. And yet, Santa has become a beloved figure that still incorporates some of the spirit of St. Nicholas. We'll talk about that as the show proceeds.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lowell Potty, and Lowell is just saying that he is concerned that suddenly that Santa Claus will cease to exist when we have our new Obamacare, that the Obamacare is going to kill Santa Claus. Obamacare is going to result in rationing of health care and basically even political restriction. If you're somebody the government doesn't like, they will be able to keep you from being able to get adequate health care. And they're certainly not going to give kidney transplants or heart transplants to someone who's 83 or 84 years of age, even though they may be in excellent health and could live another 10 years. With a transplant, they're going to determine who's going to get what medical care. And that is going to be restricted by their financial considerations, rather than, of course, giving people the opportunity to do what they want to with their own money. Now, of course, they tell us, well, we're going to provide for you, but we're going to determine what health care you're going to get. And then what we have known in the past as far as the pre-practice medicine will cease to exist when the Obama unaffordable health care bill goes through. Go right ahead.
Well, as we've discussed before, Dr. Stan, and as we discussed in our book, The Great Withdrawal, the progressive movement that largely took over our government starting in 1913, that implemented the Federal Reserve and the income tax and so on, they came from a European movement of ideology that in Europe metastasized into communism and Nazism, and here metastasized into something with elements of that. But what they all had in common is they're collectivists. They believe that God is basically dead. They repudiate and mock God for the most part. But yet, ironically, they ardently believe in Santa Claus. They ardently believe that somehow government can show up with a bag, an infinitely deep bag of free goodies, to hand out to people in the form of welfare. Of course, by taking that welfare, they become addicted. They become largely helpless themselves. They're in effect living in a life of zero gravity in which their muscles, spiritual and physical, atrophy. They become weaker and weaker and more dependent on handouts. You know, I remember as a child visiting Yellowstone National Park. And all over the park in those days, and I imagine today, they had signs that said, "Don't feed the bears." Now, they had several reasons for that. They didn't want to draw the bears. They didn't want to give the bears the idea that they somehow had a right to smash the windows in your car in order to grab your ice chest or otherwise to take your food. But most of all, they were concerned because when young bears become habituated to just taking food handouts from visiting humans, they quickly lose the ability to feed themselves. They lose their skill at hunting. They lose their skill at tracking. They lose their skill at being self-sufficient in that environment, all because of the handouts. And yet, while we are caring enough to say, don't feed the bears, it will destroy their independence, somehow we don't say that about human beings. We believe it's perfectly okay to give currently 108 million, about a third of our fellow citizens, welfare. And that's how many are on means-tested welfare right now. Now, there are obviously cases where people urgently need that and couldn't survive without it, but there are also many cases, as the critics like to say, of people who have turned the social safety net into a hammock, of people who just find it easier to take a handout than to go get a job.
But you see, Lowell, the problem is that this should never be the function of the federal government to provide for the people. In fact, our founders, when they set up this country, wanted matters dealing with life and liberty and property to be handled at the state and the local level, never to be handled at the federal level. And that is why, of course, they created the Constitution to limit the power of the federal government so that the people would not be able to vote themselves into slavery. Our founding fathers realized that a government that can provide for the people is going to be able to control the people. And once we gave the government the ability to provide for the health and the welfare of our public, they would be able to control them. That's why initially we had charity, and charity was to take care at the family level, it take care of at the church level, and at the local community level. And every city and every county in this entire nation had a county hospital, and the county was responsible for providing free care for people who couldn't afford it, and partial care for people who could afford partial payment. And nobody went without medical care in 1950. And I will tell you that very soon people are going to be dying in America because they won't be able to afford, won't be able to get health care as our federal government rations it. And the entire concept of what's going on today is unconstitutional, is subversive and treasonous. And nobody wants to say that. The Obamacare is a subversive legislation aimed at making the federal government responsible for the health of the people. And that is totally unconstitutional and treasonous, in my opinion. Go ahead.
And since in a state like yours and mine, California, there are now indications that as much as 70% of practicing physicians in the state, they simply stopped treating Obamacare patients. So you'll have a piece of paper that says you're insured, but just try to get treated in that situation. That, of course, will then move us to the next step in socialized medicine, which is that physicians will be, in effect, drafted by the government. Physicians will be told, if you wish to practice medicine at all, you are required to treat X number of Obamacare patients or X percentage of Obamacare patients among those you care for. In other words, doctors will be drafted and enslaved to practice that sort of medicine because that will be the only way the government... You see, people don't appreciate, that, as you do, being a physician, the implications of an Obamacare that believes it can give away generous gifts and then make other people pay for the gift. So even under Medicare, certainly under Medicaid, what the government does is give away highly discounted or free medical care, and then expect the hospitals and the doctors to pay for it by taking incredibly low rates of payment for what they do. This is why when you go into a hospital and you do have private insurance, they will charge you $10 or $15 for an aspirin because you're being expected to pay for all those people who come in and don't pay, or all those people on government programs who come in where the hospital is paid and the doctor is paid only a tiny fraction of what they would receive from other patients. So the private insured medical patients then get devastated. You mentioned welfare, and of course there is this phrase in the Constitution that one of the functions of government is to provide for the general welfare. That phrase was put in, encoded by James Madison, who became the fourth president of the United States. And Madison, keeping notes on the Constitutional Convention, was very clear in saying the reason we called it the general welfare was to make absolutely certain no one would ever confuse this with individual welfare. In other words, the general welfare is something that benefits everyone, like making a new road or building a new courthouse or something. It was never intended, the general welfare, to be mistaken for the idea of taking money from one citizen just to give it to another citizen. When John F. Kennedy was president of the United States, more than 50% of every tax dollar went for national defense. Today, two-thirds of every tax dollar goes for transfer payments, which is to say, just taking a dollar out of Dr. Stan Monteith's pocket so that it can be put into the pocket of someone else, the politician, deemed more worthy of getting the fruits of your labor than you are. In other words, the government has just become a giant money transfer machine. And as you and I both understand only too well, a lot of Obamacare is simply a wealth redistribution program. It is simply designed to take money from some Americans and transfer that to others in the form of medical benefits, payments, drugs, and so on.
But, of course, the difficulty is that it's going to be so much more expensive. And people certainly, the whole idea is that everybody is going to pay their fair share. You'll not be able to charge people more money just because they have a pre-existing condition or because they're getting older. So you're going to find people, certainly, than 55 years of age. The premium for their health insurance is going to either triple or quadruple. In the case of my son, who's 55, why, of course, his health insurance is going to go from $4,000 a year, and this is for a catastrophic policy, not for a first dollar pay policy, catastrophic policy, from $4,000 a year to $14,000 a year. And that is going to hit all sorts of people all across this country. But, of course, they're dependent upon the young people, certainly in their 20s and 30s, to take insurance if they don't have it today. But they're going to have to pay a high sum of money for a lot of things that they're not going to benefit from, and a lot of them probably will end up paying the fine. I've forgotten how much you have to pay, but you have to pay a certain amount if you don't take out insurance. I think a lot of them are simply going to pay the fine and not take out the insurance, and the whole system will crumble because there won't be enough money to make it work. Have you run into that thought, Lowell?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, other problems with Obamacare. They may give you a health insurance policy that under the right circumstances may only cost you $200-$400 a month. But when you actually go to get care, you discover that the deductible and the copay make the care out of reach. That is, the insurance company may not pay $1 to you in reimbursement until you have already spent $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 on your own treatment. And, of course, that means you wind up paying for almost everything you need. Only the most catastrophic conditions would bring the insurance policy into effect then.
And that, of course, is what's known as a catastrophic health policy, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, a lot of people have taken a $5,000 catastrophic policy because it keeps the major premium down. But basically, to give you a catastrophic policy for $14,000 a year, why, that is just out of all proportions. And basically, all across America, people are suddenly getting their hospital, pardon me, their insurance bills, and finding it's going to be skyrocketing. Our guest is Lowell Potty. We're talking certainly about Obamacare and certainly this whole idea. The government is going to take care of us, ladies and gentlemen. A government that can take care of you has got to be able to control you.
You are a prophecy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lola is simply talking about Santa Claus. Is Santa Claus real? Well, what do you tell your child about Santa Claus? But basically, well, the one thing we don't want is for people to think that the government is Santa Claus. Things government cannot provide us with anything. The government simply redistributes money, takes money from one group and gives it to another to buy their votes, so the politicians can basically maintain their position in office. But unfortunately, what they're doing is today they're running up a massive debt. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate suddenly about $1 trillion in debt. Today, we are accumulating over $1 trillion in debt every single year. When Barack Hussein Obama came into office, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, it's over $17 trillion. That's gone up over $6.4 trillion in less than 5 years. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And basically, this is leaving a legacy of debt for our children and our grandchildren. We're going to live very well, but sooner or later, that money is going to have to be paid off. And of course, it's going to be paid off by people losing their freedom and certainly destruction of the value of our currency. And if not in this generation, then in generations yet unborn. Go right ahead, Lowell.
You put it so well, Dr. Stan. Yes, what people are going to pay this in is in the form of inflation, in the form of higher taxes, in the form of less opportunity, in the form of America's wealth and position in the world deteriorating as we squander our birthright here. This country, for its first century and a half, accumulated tremendous wealth, land, opportunity, and we are now just spending that seed corn as fast as we can. If you look at something like Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty and Great Society programs, the thing that was so enchanting about the War on Poverty is not only has poverty won, not only do we have even more poor people today than when that war began, but the reality is the poor have become simply a pretext for bigger government. What do I mean? I mean, as experts have calculated, for every $1 that the government allocated to help the poor, only about 18 to 20 cents ever actually got to the poor people. 80 cents of that dollar was eaten up by all the intervening people who live on the poverty industry in this country. All the jobs for social workers, all the political jobs for political appointees and operatives being paid more than $100,000 a year. It just became a way of dispersing government money, most of which never got to the hands of the poor at all. Now, Milton Friedman, the Nobel laureate economist, looked at that and said, well, if we really care about the poor, in America today, Dr. Stan, our government is spending approximately $63,000 for every poor family in the country. Now, what if we just took that money, said Milton Friedman, and gave it directly to the poor? Answer, there would be no more poverty. It would just vanish. However, once you did that, all those people who have their jobs as social workers and so on, and appointees, based on helping the poor, they'd be out of work. They'd actually have to go find something honest to do with their lives. So, therefore, the irony of all the poverty programs is job one is make sure the poor people stay poor. Because if they escape from poverty, if there are suddenly fewer and fewer poor people, then there will be fewer and fewer of us whose jobs are based on helping the poor. And so it's become a huge trap. It's become a vast mechanism just to justify the dispersal of government money into all kinds of hands. And as you say, nothing in the original Constitution, nothing in the vision of America's framers and founders justifies this. This is all the kind of thing they fled from Europe to get away from. And yet, we have now developed a European-style welfare state, the characteristics of which are high unemployment. Oh, by the way, you might have noticed they claim that unemployment went down again in the November jobs report. Of course, when you look at that, there was a whole lot of gimmickry in those numbers. And if you look at the year as a whole, the government now claims to have created 1 million jobs, and yet 2.5 million fewer people are in the workforce than at the beginning of 2013. It's all a shell game.
Yes, it's unfortunate, but the information you're getting from the government statistics is simply to deceive you. Our economy is contracting. There are less and less people to work out there. More and more people, of course, going to work for government. And basically, I had read in one recent report that it was the 230,000 new jobs created last month. Why, of course, about about 60% of them were working for government. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that said that only about 70,000 of the jobs were government jobs. All the rest were private industry. Somebody's lying, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's a little potty. He's simply talking about government ever expansion, government ever spending more money, and suddenly government regulating the people from the cradle to the grave. Well, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly with your partner, how they can get your books, basically, that you offer, and basically books to explain to people what's really going on in the world today, and your program to write a dozen books to try to educate the people about the very tragic situation that we face today.
Well, we're also trying to show people that there's cause for optimism, that in fact the progressives who have ruled us for 100 years are now weakening their grip. They are losing their power. They're losing their public support. They're in a panic, which is why they've gone from the usual kind of brainwashing, bribery, and addictive use of hallucinatory money to buy people off. And they're going now just toward brute force. This is why, for example, the Tea Party people found themselves attacked by the IRS, used as a political weapon. Why the government is now doing mass surveillance of all citizens. Why even local governments are now, with government and federal encouragement, beginning to monitor people's telephone calls and so on. Why we're entering a surveillance state that is using increasingly regulatory power to terrify people, to bully them into silence and compliance with what the government wants. by just beating down those who were openly opposed to this current administration. But the main intent of our book, The Great Withdrawal, is a survival guide. It is to show people not only how they've been abused, tricked, manipulated, had their money stolen by the government, but also how they can fight against that, how we can use decentralized technology to undo the government's attempt to create more and more centralized power in Washington, D.C., how you can protect your family and your life savings from a lot of the manipulation government now has been doing with our money, for example, how you can understand that the government is literally fast approaching seizing your IRA, your 401k, your other retirement plan money, just as they did in Argentina in 2008. Where very, very soon you're going to wake up, or people who still have such things are going to wake up and discover that the government has replaced the money in their retirement account with government bonds that will pay a government annuity, a fixed amount, but you will no longer be allowed to withdraw your savings and spend them. You will just receive an annuity like Social Security for the rest of your life from what had been your retirement account. Oh, and by the way, the bonds that they use to pay you, what they did in Argentina, people woke up to find that if they had $1,000 in their retirement account, that had been replaced by a face value Argentinian bond of $1,000. The only problem is the real market value of the Argentinian bond was only about $270 out of $1,000. So in other words, it was only worth 27% of its face value. So overnight, the government stole, what would that be, 73%, somewhere thereabouts, of the entire value of people's savings just by transmitting. And our government, even now, is already talking, in some cases, openly. They were talking openly about doing this in 2010. They've more or less gone underground. They've transferred the power to do that to this new government agency set up by Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama, an agency that is not even funded by the Congress. It is funded directly by the Federal Reserve, and accordingly, the Congress has almost no power, certainly no power of the purse strings, to rein it in. And that's how parliaments traditionally worked. I mean, the way Congress has power to control the government is Congress controls the money, but it doesn't control the money of this new government agency that already says it is looking into how it is going to make retirement accounts universal for all Americans by confiscating the accounts of those who have a lot and basically sharing that wealth with people who have little or nothing today. That's what they're now planning. We know this. Anyway, the book helps people survive things like that and shows you what they're on the verge of doing. This is all heavily documented and footnoted for you. And it's an amazing 250-page read. My co-author, Craig Smith, would be more than happy to send anyone who'd like one a free copy of this 250-page, $20 at the bookstore book. We'll pay for the postage. We'll pay for the book. We'll even pay for the phone call to get it. And all you need to do, and you can have it by Christmas, by the way, if you call now, 800-630-1494 is the toll-free number to call. 800-630-1494, or as I like to say, to help people remember, you know, how Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Think of that. 1-800-63, it's not quite 1492, but it's close. 800-630-1494. And when you get the little robot on that line, just leave your name and phone number. We'll get back to you. We'll find out what form you'd like a book in, a Kindle form or paper or whatever. And this way, we'll also be able to inform you when the next 8 books in our series come out.
And basically, what is the title of the book?
The book is The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressives' 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. Yes, it does refer to people withdrawing money from their bank accounts, which, as people learned in the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean less than a year ago, the government is quite capable of rushing in and simply confiscating all or part of your bank account. And they've laid the legal basis for doing that. You know, a lot of people think foolishly that when you put a bank account in a bank, that the money is yours. But under the law, the way it's written, it's not yours. You have created an unsecured loan with that bank. It is now the bank's money. They've given you an IOU in the form of a bank book saying they intend to pay you back. But if the government decides to come in and seize the bank's money, the government will seize your bank account too, and you will have no recourse. You will have no guaranteed way to get your money back if and when the government does that, because you turned it into the bank's money when you put it in the bank. A lot of people think, oh, we have a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They guarantee bank accounts for up to $250,000. And I was smart enough, you say, to have taken my $1 million savings, my life savings, and put it in four different accounts in that bank. Oh, no, 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 boys and girls. Even if they did guarantee it, and they don't really have the backing to do that anyway, in a serious crisis, they couldn't possibly cover how much would be lost. I mean, they have at most $500 billion, and we're looking at they're covering $7 to $11 trillion worth of bank accounts in America. They have no possible way to cover them if there was a real state national crisis and there was a mass withdrawal from the banks here. It also refers to withdrawal like from addictive drugs, because government welfare, government benefits, and easy money on Wall Street supplied by the Federal Reserve to the amount of $1 trillion a year, that has been an addictive drug. And when that drug is cut off suddenly, or when that drug becomes so debased by inflation that it has no value anymore, you're going to see half the country undergoing massive withdrawal symptoms, just like a drug addict. And it will be very unpleasant. And some people will have taken the right steps and protected themselves, and some won't. And this book is designed to help you protect yourself from that, too. The number, again, to get the book absolutely free is 800-630-1494. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay for the phone call. We'll, of course, pay for the book. Why does Craig do this? Because he woke up one day already in retirement as a wealthy young man, a self-made, you know, businessman who succeeded tremendously. And he said, you know, the country is going to hell in a handbasket for my children and grandchildren. We have to do something to bring back the republic, restore the Constitution, make government small again, create sound money, real money, unlike what we now use in Federal Reserve notes. And so we've embarked on writing these dozen books to arm people with information. Up till now, people have been largely disarmed. They didn't know what the government was really doing to them. Now they're beginning to wake up and see that Obamacare is just the tip of the iceberg. The government has been doing this to you in almost everything it's done. And so here we are trying to help the people. And as I say, the book is totally free. It will not cost you a penny. So you have nothing to lose by calling 800-630-1494 and getting the book, The Great Withdrawal.
That is a fascinating book. I've certainly read about half of it, and it's well, well done. I think it's vitally important people understand that we have a monetary system with nothing behind it. It's all based upon trust. And unfortunately, other countries throughout the world are losing trust in our economic system. And that is why certainly a number of countries have actually come to agreements with communist China, which has accumulated a great deal of gold. And India, certainly, and Russia, and a couple of other countries, I think South Africa included in that, certainly are forming a monetary union, and they're trading among themselves using the Chinese yuan as the basis for their currency. America is certainly the ascendancy in the world has to do with the fact we have the reserve currency. But, of course, that is assuming that we had certainly not massive debts. What we've done is we've developed a massive debt. 20 years ago, we were the greatest the nation in the world financially. Today, we're the greatest debtor nation in the world. And other countries are beginning to lose confidence in the dollar. How long the dollar will remain the reserve currency, I don't know. But increasingly, people throughout the world are beginning to get more and more fearful about the stability of the dollar. And if there ever suddenly some major cataclysmic event were to take place, well, the dollar could simply lose its value literally overnight, because there's nothing behind it. There's no gold backing to the dollar. And under those circumstances, why, we could certainly impoverish the vast majority of the people in this country almost literally within the wink of an eye. But go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, the dollar is now a kind of hallucination. And the problem is that the moment people snap out of that hypnotic spell, the moment people look at the dollar and say, wait a minute, this is based on the full faith and credit of the country, but you've run your credit out to the end and beyond. I mean, you've now for many years followed a policy where the U.S. runs up debt on a credit card, and when that debt comes due, they just pull out another credit card and pay the debt with that. We've come to a time when China originally bought $1.3 trillion of our debt. Japan bought nearly that much. In fact, for years, debt has been the single biggest export of the United States in the world market. That is our debt paper. But now, so few people are buying it that the Federal Reserve buys more than 90% of all our debt whenever there's a bond auction in the world. In other words, we're just taking credit out of our right pocket and putting it into our left pocket and pretending that we're covering the debt, when in fact we're just printing money. The Fed is just conjuring money out of thin air like a magician, money that is backed by nothing, no added productivity at all. And what do we have to show for that? Well, the stock market is above 16,000. The stock market was hitting record levels. The stock market is a casino. That's like saying that a casino in Las Vegas has hit record levels of people wagering in it. It means nothing. The stocks are rising based on no increase in productivity, except insofar as they fired a lot of people and cut their overhead. And that has made them a little more profitable. But they've pretty much come to the end of that. They fired about as many people as they could fire and still stay in business. So that kind of cost savings, the only way they can save money now basically is by leaving the country and going to a lower cost environment on the planet. And of course, when they do that, you can kiss the jobs and whatever prosperity the company brought here goodbye. But you have a record number of Americans renouncing their U.S. citizenship because we are one of those odd countries in the world that says if you are an American citizen and you go make a good living in England or Australia or Zimbabwe or wherever you make your money, we will tax it just because you're a U.S. citizen. You know, a lot of other countries like Great Britain don't do that. If you go make a fortune outside Great Britain will not oppressively tax you for the money you've made outside the country. What possible real moral claim would they have to it? And yet the U.S. does that. Tina Turner, of Ike and Tina Turner, the great singer, who has lived in Switzerland for many years, she just renounced her citizenship as Obama threatens to raise American taxes even more because she says, I've lived in Switzerland for 25 years. I don't even identify with the United States anymore. Why should I be made to pay higher taxes just because I have an American passport? And that's where a lot of the most productive, creative people in the world are going. That is, they are simply moving away from the U.S., either by moving their company overseas or moving themselves overseas, all because we're supposed to be a free enterprise country, and yet among all major countries, we have the highest taxes on business of any country on earth. Communist China does not tax business as heavily as we tax them, and yet we claim to be a capitalist country. And this is just surreal.
Well, of course, it is my contention, Lowell, that the reason that we have a 35% corporate tax on American corporations is so that we would encourage them to go overseas. Because if you or I go overseas to make money, we have to pay taxes on it. If you're an American corporation, you move overseas, you don't have to pay any taxes. So basically, by tax, just creating that sort of a situation, we are actively encouraging our major corporations to move overseas. Most people don't understand that. But the real objective of the people in positions of power is to force our corporations overseas, to take the jobs overseas, to build up the living standards in countries throughout the world, and to lower the living standards here. Yeah. People don't understand why more and more people are moving suddenly from the middle class into the lower class. Why we have almost 49 million 49 million Americans on food stamps, or almost that many. We only had, I think it used to be 1 in 56 people was on food stamps. Now it's 1 in 6.5 people are on food stamps here. And it's simply because we're closing down our industries here, and it's being done actively and purposely and intentionally. And there's not one person in 1,000 who understands how they're using the corporate tax structure to force our country, many of our companies, to move overseas. Our guest has been Lowell Potty. Certainly it's been fascinating to talk to Lowell. The book that he's offering certainly is excellent. One more time, do you want to get the telephone number so people can call you?
Oh, sure. To get the book absolutely free, just leave your name and phone number at 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. And you'll get absolutely free and postpaid a copy of The Great Withdrawal. And you'll get it before Christmas.
And basically, of course, remember, this is an answering machine, but they will call you back, and they did call us back. So we called it, got the book, and suddenly we've had it, enjoyed it. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, certainly, as Lowell is pointing out, that a lot of the automobiles here sold in America, like Chevrolet, Buick, others, are actually not manufactured in the United States. They're manufactured in Brazil. They're manufactured in Canada. They're manufactured in Mexico. But you're not knowing about that. Oh, certainly, some of the Japanese cars are actually manufactured here by American workers, but so many of the major American corporations are not producing their vehicles here. We're out of time, Lowell. Have to get back and get more information on that at a later time. But thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Well, God bless you and God bless America. We wish you the happiest of holidays, Dr.
And to you as well. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Lowell Ponte, and we do hope you enjoy him. Lowell has that wonderful ability to express himself clearly and concisely with accurate information, and we certainly enjoy having him as a guest here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is the time when I need to remind those of you out the listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. I do not take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We work full-time just simply to educate people about the dire circumstances that face our nation today, and that behind everything going on are powerful supernatural spiritual forces. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you certainly don't have the funds for that, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, scroll down under videos, and you'll actually see the talk from which the book came. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can watch it there for nothing. And then, of course, we do hope you'll make it a regular program to go to our website, and you can listen to our radio programs there live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day, because remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and 4 hours of talk radio a day are left there on our website. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read our newsletters there on the website, that you'll certainly encourage others to go to our website. There's all sorts of fascinating things there on the Georgia Guidestones on population control. And we're going to start this. Basically, we have one segment there, other videos on the web, and we encourage you to go there. A lot of very interesting video footage. And we're going to make it a program on a regular basis to actually get more and more information on that website so that you can go there, hopefully, at least every week and get all sorts of well worthwhile information. We're just starting on that. We won't be getting to it for the next day or two. But after that, we hope you'll go to RadioLiberty.com, go to the section on other videos on the about the web, and encourage others to do the same. Then, of course, we hope if you have not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's series of DVDs, The Final Countdown, each one has 4 or 5 DVDs in it. And basically, they simply take you into the fact that we're living in truly prophetic times. There are 8 segments here, each one with 4 or 5 DVDs. Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pastor Billy Crone does a wonderful job on The Final Countdown. We recommend it to you. And the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then if you are concerned in the least bit about the threat of an EMP attack, we suggest our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a great DVD of a talk I gave on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, of course, is the master plan for what's going on today. It is a subversive movement that certainly has branches in every county in the United States. And you'll want to hear my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And you'll also want to get Michael Shaw's excellent DVD. Just call and ask for Michael Shaw's DVD. On Agenda 21, he does an excellent job. You'll certainly want to get my talk. It's called Population Control, The Secret Agenda, Population Control, The Secret Agenda. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers, but we ask you specifically to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Let us all be grateful.